what a game of football, first and foremost. I think you've probably got many thoughts on the first 45 minutes of how we did everything apart from really penetrate in the last sort of like 16 yard and 18 yard area, and then the second half obviously we'll go on to that. But your first thoughts on the 45 minutes?
I think someone said to me 83% possession, 270 passes, most were made in first half, and what do we do with it really? Griff has a shot, keeper makes one save, but we just, I'm not going to use the word toothless, I've already used it last week, but we just didn't look like an opposing threat. And then I thought when we got down the sides, I said to the two fullbacks and the two wide men at half time, if you're getting in key positions, your delivery's got to be so much better than that. And it wasn't, we were wasteful. And like you said, Baseford scored a great free kick and came in, you know, 1-0. But we just had that belief that if we could get that next goal, and you know, I'm sure you'll go on to the second half. But, you know, that, you know, first half probably one to forget.
Yeah, I mean, you say all the stats in the world mean nothing if the ball's not in the back of the net, and you come out in the second half and you take it by the scruff of the neck. I mean, the same kind of quality, the same kind of passing's there, but the difference was that we were gambling more in the penalty area, and we were, you know, we got a little bit of a deflection off Griffiths' goal, but that's the kind of thing you need when you're nearly there but not quite there.
Yeah, listen, we were, and you know, we get back in. I thought Griff's performance was outstanding. You know, I know Donners has got man of the match, scored two goals right, so I thought that was the best game I've seen Luke Griffiths play in a couple of years for FC United. I really was impressed with him. But, you know, we got back in, then they get an overhead kick. But then you can smell it. You know, it went right throughout the full team, and it was just pass, 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 rotation. Donners' second goal, wow. Wow, what a finish, a composure. And then it's 2-2, and then we're knocking on the door, and we're going for it. We get the third, the house comes down. Well, listen, I'm going to make special mention to one person, and you know, we're just delighted that he's just signed a contract and commit himself for the future. It's not we had Dan Lavican, we dropped the points, so we switched off naively at the back again at 3-2, and he's got to make a world class save, and you know, that's what the best keeper in the league does. You know, and he's kept us in, and that's why I ran straight over to him at the end of the game, because he kept us in. Now I'm sure he got us the 3 points, but to everyone, you know, the belief's back, isn't it? You know, it's 6 games to go, and I think some sides have slipped up, and people are saying, is it all? And we're just saying one game at a time. We're just going to play playground football for a little bit and enjoy ourselves, and that's all we can do.
Indeed. I mean, you go back to the first half, and in the first 5 minutes, you know, Curtis Jones, sliding tackle, yellow card, and for the rest of the game, he's playing on that yellow card. But what a mature performance. You know, he brings something to the team. I mean, you talked about it. I know that we missed him last week and the week before, but to have that head on your shoulders and be able to talk to referees in a certain way, and they respect you, you know, he's a good communicator. He's done really well this afternoon, because they've got some pace, got a bit of quality about them, but he's kept his head all through the game, and to lose him, which could be a possibility, you might have had to bring him off if a couple more challenges went. Superb performance.
I think James asked me last week against Antwich what went wrong, and I said Curtis Jones not playing. He's that good, and he's been so unlucky with injuries. I think he's missed 19 out of 36 games now. He's been so unlucky, but you can see what he brings to the side, and you can see him and Morris have got a partnership, and Donners and Lavacom, there's not a better back five for me. I think he's got everything, but they just haven't had that opportunity to play with each other collectively, and you hope that when you go into next season the lads stay and they can build on that foundation. But it's easy to pick out a Donners, two goals today, a Griff, but I just thought the belief in that dressing room, oh, trust me, there was words said last week, you know, the first time I've really ripped it up, hairdryer style, and then we've had a bouncing train this week, and we really are now stripping it back, and we know we've let ourselves down at Aberton and Gainsborough and Nantwich, but you know what, with 6 games to go, I'm looking above us, and people are twitching again, and you know, there's no pressure on us, but 7th, 6 games, 18 points, who knows?
I thought game management in the last 5 minutes was as good as I've ever seen FC do. I thought, because when you started going to the corner flag, I thought, oh, not the corner flag, but actually, they never got out.
I was impressed with the press. I think look at our bench today. It's brilliant, isn't it? I could take a Galloway off and bring a Waddicker on. I could take a Smith off. I can bring a Potts on. I can bring a, you know, young Harry McGee did great when he come on today. And we've got strength in depth. I've left Joel Duckworth out of the squad today. We've got a good squad, but we have got a small squad, and injuries have hurt us this season. And but listen, let's hope we can go injury free with 6 games. And, you know, in between that, we've got a trip to Milan. So, you know, 7 games to go. We're going to enjoy it. We've had a lot of down moments this season, but there's nothing better than to come from behind at Broadhurst Park and get a win 3-2.